end the service. Since no one could go out, people were relieving themselves in a corner. The following morning, we marched to the station where a convoy of cattle wagons was waiting. The Hungarian police made us get in, 80 people in each car. We were left a few loaves of bread and some buckets of water. The bars at the windows were checked to see that they were not loose. Then the cars were sealed. In each car, one person was placed in charge. If anyone escaped, he would be shot. Two Gestapo officers strolled about on the platform, smiling. All things considered, everything had gone off very well. A prolonged whistle split the air. The wheels began to grind. We were on our way.
Well, we finally reached the end of a really tough first chapter. A lot has happened, and after months, even years, of trying to pretend that life will soon return to normal, the Jews of Sziget are finally beginning to realize that nothing will ever be the same again. Although they still don't know exactly where they are going, we know from the introduction that they are headed to a concentration camp. Unfortunately, we also know that things will only get worse from here. Remember back at the beginning of the chapter, when Moshe warned the people of Sziget about their future and no one would believe him? Do you think that the author of this story, Elie Wiesel, might be trying to do the same thing as Moshe here? Could he be writing this book in order to warn his readers of the terrible things that have happened in the past, so that we can make sure they never happen again? Let's begin the next chapter on page 21.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 2 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 21.